This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The third hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. I'd like to remind you, you can, besides using the telephones, you can call in on our Discord app. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com. Besides being able to call in and sound great when you do, using the Discord app, you can also use it to chat with our many chatters in the Discord, many Discord rooms that we have, hundreds and hundreds of them. They're having a great time. Even right now, I'm seeing new posts. New. Is that called a post in the chat room? Yeah, that's a post, right?
Sure.
Okay. So there you go. Discord.freetalklive.com. Daryl, have we wrapped up the article? Have we got all the meat out of the article?
We've got the bulk of it, but...
Is there an important point?
That there's... Yes. And this is why I actually
went to... A morsel of information.
Yes. And this is why I went to... The actual statement put out by the Good Food Institute, who, in conjunction with the ACLU, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, and Tofurky, have filed a lawsuit against the state of Missouri over this horrible law. One of the lawyers, or actually the executive director for the Animal Legal Defense Fund, Stephen Wells, or it could be Stephen, says Missouri is putting its thumb on the scale to unfairly benefit the meat industry and silence alternative producers. This law violates various constitutional principles, including free speech, which should be a concern for everyone, regardless of their diet. The lawsuit also documents how the Missouri law violates the Dormant Commerce Clause by discriminating against out-of-state companies to protect in-state meat producers and infringes on the Due Process Clause because the vague language makes it difficult for companies to know what is and is not legal.
Certainly one needs to be able to parse out what the law is, and the more laws you've got, the more things that lawyers can sue folks over. I don't disagree with that much, but that lawyer in mumbo jumbo just makes me presume that whoever's writing it down is telling lies.
So are you familiar with the Dormant Commerce Clause?
No.
Because this is not a term that I had ever heard of.
No.
Previously. So pulling up the Wiki article, it says that it's a legal doctrine based on American constitutional law, and it's used to prohibit states from legislating things that discriminate against interstate or international commerce. And they actually have a fairly lengthy article here talking about several of the things that have been thrown out throughout the years.
Because of the Dormant Commerce Clause.
Right. So,
which is the part of the Commerce Clause that wasn't written down.
Right. It's also sometimes referred to as the Negative Commerce Clause, where the Commerce Clause says that, you know, such and such is to happen, which then implies that you can't do
other things.
Other things.
Right.
One of the cases, Wilson v. Blackbird Creek Marsh Company from 1829, when Justice Marshall wrote, "We do not think that the state act empowering the Blackbird Creek Marsh Company to place a dam across the creek can, under all circumstances of the case, be considered as repugnant to the power to regulate commerce in its dormant state or as being in conflict with any law passed on the subject." So that's one of the origins of this doctrine, to where Justice Marshall mentioned some dormant something another. Huge list of various things, some of them talking about taxation. One thing that I'm surprised has never been challenged because of this Dormant Commerce Clause, and only people that watch daytime television with giveaways or people that live in California are probably familiar with this, the California emissions something for cars.
I think Look, I don't know, but I believe catalytic converters are required in California. Most cars have, all cars have catalytic converters, basically. Any new production cars since, I don't know, probably some point in the 80s.
But do you remember having watched, at some point in your life, having watched The Price is Right?
Yes.
Where you get a new car!
I've been sick, yes, from school.
And the new car fits the California emissions something, something. So there are sets of requirements for any vehicle being sold in California. They have to meet these certain requirements that exist only in California.
Daryl, you were the only one watching Price is Right and worried about California emissions standards.
Now, there are other things, and I forget exactly...
I was just trying to guess the price without going over.
Right. I forget exactly which thing it is on coupons, but... That's placed on every coupon to comply with, I believe it's an obscure Kansas law.
Yeah.
That coupons have to have a redeemable value. So it'll always say, you know, like 50% or 50 cents off, redeemable for 1/5,000th of a cent.
Right.
It's to comply with one of these weird laws that seem to conflict with this dormant commerce clause, but I guess because it's never been challenged. A little bit more from this statement from Good Food International. Their executive director, Bruce Friedrich, says Americans don't like censorship and they don't like the government picking winners and losers in the marketplace. We're confident that the court will overturn this anti-competitive and unconstitutional law.
I think the court will overturn it. The idea that, so that what presumably all this gibberish here that you're reading for, I don't know, your own edification, is basically saying that Missouri has passed a law that says that meat must come from animals and
not only animals,
livestock
and poultry.
Right, livestock and poultry.
So you can't say, here's some crab meat.
Well, you're looking at it and worried about, look, they're not probably not going to bother the crab meat people. This is aimed at the lab-grown meat industry.
I know who it's aimed at. But when you buy a can that says crab meat or imitation crab meat is not livestock, and it sure as hell isn't poultry.
They can change this in an instant by just going and voting and adding and wild.
Oh,
animal
you're
products.
Assuming that they would wind up doing that.
I'm assuming that somebody in Missouri wants crab meat, and that they're going to get it.
Yeah, it will probably be selectively enforced, which would then make the law unconstitutional as applied.
Yeah, I don't care. 855-45...
Actually, you do care, and you should care.
No, I don't. What I care is that this is protectionist crap, right? These ranchers and these kind of things. You're getting caught up on the minutia. No, I do not care whether or not crab meat fits into the definition here. I care about the central portion of this, which is ranchers don't want people to be able to buy lab-grown meat and it be called meat, so they're obscuring it and making it very confusing. And this is the way it's coming. Do you want meat that needs acres and acres of land to be produced, or do you want meat that needed, one cubic foot?
I want meat that is tasty when it goes in my belly.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. It's going to taste better. It's going to be more consistent. It's going to be healthier, and it's not going to have foodborne illnesses and all kinds of things, but... People are trying to pass laws in order to protect jobs and stop progress, as they have for as long as they've had any influence. This is one of the problems with a representative republic, because people can just get involved, and, you know, those with the loudest voices and the deepest pockets win.
Right.
It's crap. 855-450-3733. Can you tell me why I shouldn't be able to buy lab-grown meat? Because that's really what these people want. They want me to not be able to buy lab-grown meat in the grocery store. They also, the dairy farmers, would love me to not be able to buy almond milk in the grocery store.
Or coconut milk.
Coconut milk. Well, yeah, they'd like to stop the term coconut milk. Whatever it is that they can.
Everything that didn't come from some form of bovine, I guess.
There you go. And let's not forget the huge subsidies that these people that are going to set our laws straight are getting. These people live off your tax dollars.
Right. So if they do wind up getting their way on redefining milk, would it be all mammals? Like, you know, if I tried milking pigs and selling pig milk?
Yeah, I think they'd call
it. Can I sell that?
Yeah.
As goats, milk?
Goat's milk. You certainly could.
Elk? Goat. Moose?
Yeah. But whatever.
Horses?
Yeah. Mother's milk comes from mammals. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a site where, and it's made exclusively for people who are posting on there who are libertarians. So at Liberty.menu, you can find libertarian businesses, digital content, directory for events, all kinds of things at Liberty.menu, and you can rate these places and review them, and there's a bit of a social network aspect. I think you'll really like it. We've been asked for a very long time about, oh, how can I do business with libertarians? Well, here you go. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL. Get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. Matthew in Georgia. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Matthew.
You're going to need to turn down the radio and listen actually through the phone.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Hi. I just had one question for y'all as far as the lab-grown meat.
Sure.
I just had the question, what's the problem with not having more jobs with that? Because I know there's a lot of farmers and stuff like that that get eliminated with the lab-grown meat. And so with not having this law, I know that they would lose those jobs that we desperately need, basically.
Oh, I see. So the jobs. So you're asking what is my argument against that part as far as you know, these laws creating jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we make laws that say no Caterpillar can no longer make excavators? Everybody should use shovels. Then we'll have lots. We'll create lots of jobs, and people will be able to dig holes, right?
Oh yes, that would make sense. But that, I mean, if you have the big piece of machinery, that's more effective, and you can also get more done, and it'd be better for other people.
That's what my claim is as far as the lab-grown meat goes. If your only argument is that raising cows in an inefficient fashion as compared to lab-grown meat, then, well, yeah, same argument. Lab-grown meat is more effective. Now, I would like to see some health studies and these kinds of things, but all in all, it sounds like at some point in the relatively near future, it's going to be more efficient to make lab-grown meat as
right,
opposed to...
If people don't like the lab-grown meat, people aren't going to buy the lab-grown meat.
Yeah.
And so then that
Which
industry
is true, yeah.
won't wind up taking off.
Right. Right now you can more efficiently create turkey if you are willing to eat tofu turkey, you know, like, because plants don't run around yeah. and don't need the space, but people won't eat the stuff. Some people will eat the stuff.
Yeah.
But quite generally, if you put turkey right next to tofu turkey, people will shove the tofu turkey out of the way in order to get to the turkey.
I recall seeing a picture from when some hurricane hit Texas a couple of years ago, and it shows the shelves where all of the meat is gone, but the tofu section is left untouched.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the caption was, even in a hurricane, Texans won't eat vegetables.
Yeah, it's just not good. I've had some fake bacon one time that was okay if you realize that this isn't bacon. That
I had some VAM that was pretty good.
What is that?
Vegan ham.
Vegan ham.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
If I'm going to eat ham, I want ham.
It was on a vegan pizza where all of the things were, you know, like made to taste like, you know, normal meat stuff.
Thanks for the call, Matthew. You got anything else?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I believe that'll be all.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
You know, he's from Georgia. He says, sir, all the time. That's what I'm from Florida, and we were taught to do that. Was that in your household? Was that a thing? Yes, sir,
yeah.
No, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I don't see you doing it too often. Let's go to
Greg. That's because we're fairly close in age, and I don't feel the need to call you sir.
See, for me, it's 8 to 80. I name them all. It doesn't make a difference to me. Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I'm good. I called in to kind of change the topic a little bit to cryptocurrencies.
You are welcome to.
Okay. Well, so it's been around 10 years that, you know, Bitcoin has been launched. And I think the original, there's an article that just came out in The Economist saying cryptocurrencies are useless.
Okay.
And essentially,
haven't read that.
It's an interesting article, sort of like making waves in the crypto world. And I think what it kind of goes back to is the fact that originally cryptocurrencies were supposed to be this medium of exchange, this payment system,
yep.
this currency, right, that people could use to pay each other. And like earlier this year, Stripe ended support for accepting Bitcoin and like a couple other ones.
BTC,
it became a store of value.
Right. BTC, I think specifically. Did they end service for other cryptocurrencies?
As far as I know, I mean, the promise was that we could pay each other in Bitcoin without an intermediary, without a bank, without a government, right? But I think what kind of happened was that Bitcoin isn't used for paying people. It's used for storing value.
Huh. Well, it is now.
Strange, because I use crypto to buy supper tonight.
Yeah, but
I
didn't use BTC.
I still use cryptocurrency. He's saying cryptocurrency isn't used for paying people.
I understand that, but
I use crypto to wind up getting some automotive repairs done.
Yeah, so you can certainly use crypto. And
I do it all the time.
A lot of crypto. I believe that there's a possibility that crypto has lost its window. And I further believe that if somebody were to have mounted an attack against Bitcoin, BTC, the most effective attack they could have possibly taken was to infiltrate and take over the development of Bitcoin, and to make a firm stand that we will not raise the block size. And these are what the small blockers did, that they, to my mind, they killed cryptocurrency and turned it into this, this speculation device on the Internet. Now, there are other projects out there, and maybe they can revive the notion, or maybe BTC, what's known as Bitcoin, had its moment in the sun and won't have any more. I tend to think that there will be another run, that the cryptocurrency will go up in the future. I see evidence for that. People are obviously not selling still. They're holding on. But, yeah, I mean, it's that the whole World War Geek, the big argument about whether or not to raise the block size, to me, seemed really... I had an opinion, and my opinion is, let's raise that block size temporarily until you can trot out things like Lightning Network and Segregated Witness and all this other stuff, because at this point, Bitcoin is still feeling the effects of $50 transaction fees from back in December of last year. Greg?
Well, exactly. But that's what I want to talk about is, look, I take a different view a little bit. I think the original cryptocurrencies were like MySpace, you know? And
MySpace was not a currency.
I understand.
Greg, defend that. hold the line there. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I know you small blockers are out there. Call in and make your defense, because I haven't heard anybody make a good one. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the Senate prepares for confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, with opening statements beginning on Tuesday, parties on both sides of the aisle are now arguing over what records should or shouldn't be released. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the outrage is unfounded.
So far, I believe the only senators who've met with this nominee and then had negative things to say about him were Democrats who'd already announced beforehand they were going to oppose him.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, released a statement supporting the decision to withhold some of the records and provide a number of how many Kavanaugh-related documents have been turned over. More than 400,000. It's the most of recent Supreme Court nominees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want here. This live edition, it's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
855-450-3733. Been all across the board tonight here on Free Talk Live from the United States not leading the world in mass shootings, gun ownership, school boards, lab-grown meat, whatever it is you want to talk about. Now Greg has called in to talk about cryptocurrency, and he's stumbled along into Daryl's pedantic bear trap. Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So I am going to say that I think it's a problem of the old technology. You know, in the social networking space, MySpace was king. I think there was Friendster. And then, you know, if people acted the same way they act now, they would have been like, oh, MySpace is going down. Why would I, you know, invest in Facebook or what, how can anything else? I guess social networking is dying. But I think the problem is that Bitcoin was designed incorrectly to support payments. It was just too slow. It could only do 7 transactions for the whole world per second.
Yep. So and they could have made it go faster. They could have redesigned if they wanted to, but they couldn't. But there were enough people involved that they just couldn't agree on making that happen. The fact that the Model T was an incredible invention in the sense of not just cars but the assembly line process. Although we use cars, we don't use the Model T still.
Right.
And
that's exactly right. That's my point, is that it's very hard with these decentralized projects to put out like a Bitcoin 2.0 because once it's decentralized, that's it. It's set in stone unless everyone agrees to run the next version, right? And Ethereum is slightly better with that, but they also started with proof of work. And it will be quite, it won't be very easy to get everyone to switch over to something else.
Proof of work is this, these miners that people talk about, these specialized computers called ASICs that are used to show that, I don't know, you're invested or something.
And one thing about cryptocurrencies that I was told when I first got involved is it's immutable. Somebody can't just go back and undo stuff, but Ethereum has shown that they're willing to do that.
Well, the ledger, the transactions can't be undone, but
Ethereum
has,
did it.
Right.
They did it. They forked it.
Yes, they did.
I mean, there have been Bitcoin forks too. Look, I think
right, but the Bitcoin forks weren't done to undo a transaction.
Exactly. Look, so I wanted to call in and say this. I think that proof of work has had it 10 years to work. I don't think that it's, no one really thinks that it's going to be what powers payment because it's just too slow. It doesn't scale. And the main problem is because it has a bottleneck, which is the miner. That computer, which solves the puzzle, needs to have all the transactions right there to approve. And the thing is, that's a bottleneck, whereas the rest of the internet everything can happen at the same time. I could send you an email, you could send someone else an email, and the things don't have to go through one central computer, in this case, the miner. So that's why I think the old generation is eventually.
So what's
going to
replace
it? Well, there's this new generation of cryptocurrencies, including our project, Intercoin, but there's also like Holochain, there's also MadeSafe, and I could talk more about it, but essentially what it does is people have figured out ways to shard first, in other words, to make each token be watched over by a group of computers instead of having the whole network know about every single token. So that's really the innovation that's been taking place in the last 5 years, and I think that's what leads to scalable crypto, but it's not going to be coming from Bitcoin or anything like that.
I sincerely hope the project works out. I guess any project, any cryptocurrency project has to get over this huge hurdle, which is the current deeply embedded worldwide and motivated credit card system. So we have a system for payments that's already out there, and currently they have things like Bitcoin credit cards, and other cryptocurrencies can be used on these credit cards, and many of these credit cards allow you to have five or six currencies on, held with them, and they cash in the one that makes sense at any given time. Once you you swipe the card, they cash in some of your currency at that moment, the one that you've either designated or, fits some criteria or whatever, and zip, the payment's made. And it's going to be really, really, really difficult for any currency, even Bitcoin with its great name, even if it had 2 or 3 years ago gone ahead and just solved the problem with scalability and that kind of thing. And it certainly hasn't solved that problem yet. If it had, then maybe it could have done it. Now I think they're going to have some trouble. They're behind the ball. At this point, for whatever reason, and I'm sorry it's true, cryptocurrencies are basically an investment on the internet that cannot, an unhackable investment on the internet.
I think a sizable percentage of crypto people, and I don't necessarily want to say users, they do view it as some kind of investment.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that don't want to use cryptocurrency as a currency. I was on a panel at the Free State Blockchain Conference in December of last year with a bunch of people that are like CEOs of businesses that accept crypto, and they were telling people nobody should ever use cryptocurrency as a currency ever.
Well, that's the time,
exactly.
No doubt they said that.
Well, that's the thing. I think that there's a new set of technologies that's come out. And I can only talk about our project because I know exactly how it works. But, like, I could probably talk another day about how technically why that works. But the point is that there are several applications people need. One is, let's say, banks lending money. Another is people investing money in a store of value. And those things, I think, have been pretty adequately addressed with crypto. But payment was the original thing, the original vision that I would pay for my water, bottle of water, with Bitcoin. And that is simply never going to happen.
No.
The way Bitcoin is structured.
Bitcoin, right.
But there are other cryptocurrencies that you can use, and people in Keene and other parts of New Hampshire do use cryptocurrencies.
One of the things, so more or less, they use it because of AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global has a system currently where if you use, now, look, this is in beta. It doesn't always work perfectly every time, but they've got a system where if you pay in Dash, you get, and the business owner gets, some kind of Dash back. There's a little bit, a little spiff that comes back, and that's the kind of thing that a cryptocurrency can do in order to get to speed adoption. And if, you know, cryptocurrencies implement something like that for now, you know, like, hey, you know, big discount, or retailers, you know, retailers,
right,
maybe they want to do it. Those kind of things will work. But Bitcoin, BTC, thanks for the call, Greg, appreciate it, has a real problem. And that problem is if people use it less and the transaction fees go down, then adoption is going down. Bad. If people use it more, then transaction fees go up and they've got scaling problems. They are stuck in a position right now that I would hate to be in if I was a project. Unless I was trying to destroy the project. In which case, yes, that's exactly what I'd want. But BTC itself, although it is the gatekeeper for currencies still, I believe has real, real problems when it comes to cryptocurrencies into the future.
Well, it's a good thing that, you know, we've got AnyPay at a bunch of locations here where we live that accepts currencies that aren't just Bitcoin BTC.
Yep. So I have gotten out of Bitcoin BTC and gone into other currencies. I'm not out completely out. I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I can't predict the future. And the one thing that they could do is the one thing that they've been against doing for some time, which is to raise their block size.
Right. And originally, there was no block size.
No, there wasn't. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's one of the reasons Roger Ver got into Bitcoin Cash, because it's more close to Satoshi's vision.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Final segment of the Sunday show. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. If you call in, I probably will be able to squeeze you in. Maybe. 855-450-3733. Been across the board tonight, just talking about cryptocurrency with Greg. Let's go to the phones. Oh, real quick, tell you about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is the way that we know how much we should allocate towards marketing, because we use the funds from the AMP program to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. None of it goes to paychecks. You're not rewarding us. You're just helping us spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. amp.freetalklive.com. Go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. So along the Central Boulevard, the new rapid transit will
hold on, Sarah. Sarah. This is a nationally syndicated radio program on 190 radio stations across the United States. No one has any idea what Central Boulevard is. I do, because I've talked to you many times.
Well, we're going to have the rapid transit along the Route 66.
Yep, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Right. The deal is that we're going to have 88 new surveillance cameras. They're new, it's real time, and it's going to be in our police station. That's what I'm bringing up, that I want all the tourists and, you know, people that are listening to come and do conventions here. Why don't you do a Bitcoin convention here in Albuquerque?
You guys, I don't want to be observed by your police state?
Well, I mean, you could stay safe. We're going to run out all the smokers at the bus stop. How about it?
Well, wait, what?
Sarah, there's a million...
Sarah, you have broken Daryl.
Yeah.
My brain temporarily stopped functioning to be able to create human English words. How will all of these surveillance cameras, one, keep anyone safe? How will they, two, drive out all the smokers? And
you know how she's going to say this, is that the people will be looking at them through the cameras. There's a million closed-circuit cameras in London, and it is a more violent place than New York
City.
Right,
they've not kept anybody safe. So right. I want Sarah to explain this.
No, I don't want to hear a bunch of rambling. I can rebut it without having to hear it, Daryl. Like, London is a very dangerous place. And it has a million closed-circuit cameras.
But those aren't going to be the words that come out of Sarah's mouth.
I know. Sarah, rebut that, please.
Okay, there was no cameras, hardly. But But now that we got 88 cameras, so it
that wasn't the question. My question wasn't how many cameras did you used to have and how many do you now have. My question is, how is the presence of a camera going to do any of the things that you said that the presence of the camera is going to do?
Well, you know, a lot of the college students gotten robbed of their smartphones and laptops and hubble boards.
Again, not an answer to the question.
You know the police aren't going to take the time to look and see whether, you know, somebody who got robbed, who had their cell phone taken or whatever, is. They're probably not even going to look at these cameras.
Well, the thing about it is they're being watched and they are recorded. So if they have to come in, go back, and see who did it, you know, rob the student.
Have you ever tried? That will make the smokers go away?
Have you ever tried to get a police officer to do police work?
Oh, well, I mean, they show up, but the whole idea is that if it's
they'll show up. They give you a piece of paper.
Sometimes a lot later than you want them to show up.
You've been burglarized. Here's your piece of paper. And, look, I have seen police do police work, but you can't count on it. They're pulled in a whole bunch of different directions. And, they're going to create priorities where they consider the priorities to be. And I tend to think that these cameras are mostly to make people feel safe.
Yes.
It's like those, you know how you put at the top of a sailboat, they put a styrofoam owl to scare away the seagulls so they don't live on the boat?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a dummy police and dummy police cars with the dummies and the thing that make you think that there is a police, but still that is better than nothing. You know, some of them are stupid enough. If somebody gets murdered on Central, because they will look it up and figure out who did it.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will for a murder, absolutely. But
right, but you allege that the presence of these cameras will make the smokers go away.
Don't you?
That's correct. It's illegal. The new law is that the ART, the bus stops, are prohibiting smokers.
Do you want a world where cameras are everywhere? Is that what you want? I mean, do you think that that'll be a better world?
Well, I mean, along Central, when we have so much panhandling.
Do you like Donald Trump?
No, I do not like Donald Trump.
Excellent. You do realize that politicians that you do not like will take over the political apparatus at some point or another, and they will use the cameras that you like so much in a way that you don't want them to use it. Like, that is
I'm a Democrat, almost certain.
I don't care what party you vote for. At some point or another, some politician will come along and use whatever government program you were for against, you know, the goals that you had. That's the problem with government programs. They go on forever and ever.
There are also speeding bans, cameras and red light cameras and these surveillance cameras. It doesn't matter. It's a nonpartisan issue.
No, it's partisan. It will be partisan. You think it's nonpartisan, but it will be partisan.
Well, do you think, raping and murdering, abusing children is a partisan issue?
They will use these cameras. Sure. Maybe you'll have your crimes committed someplace off cameras. But London is a pretty violent place, as I can reiterate over and over again without you caring. And they've got a million cameras. That makes your 88 look pretty crappy there in Albuquerque. But nonetheless, the crime she goes on, and it's
and
violent
Sarah
crime.
Doesn't care
it's
about
raping
facts.
Of children, Sarah. Millions of cameras causes rapings of children, right? Because that's what happens in London.
What are you talking about? We got more crime than London ever does. You know, we have more shootings. What do you come up with all this? You know, the United States has got more gun shooting and violence. And
nope. We just read an article. We just read an article tonight that says that is a bunch of lies.
She doesn't listen to the show.
I know she doesn't. That's why I'm telling you, Sarah. It's lies. The United States does not. It's like number 56 in the world as far as gun violence goes, or mass shootings, excuse me.
Well, I do not buy it. I know.
I know you don't buy it. You have a problem with facts to where we present them to you every single time you call, and then, like, you've got a Teflon lining on your brain and the facts just slide off.
Well, government has worked well for Sarah, and she thinks that it works well everywhere. And it doesn't, Sarah. Over and over again, the government's a mess. And you know, if you turn a job over to it, at some point or another, it's going to mess it up and then demand more funding. I know you don't care about funding, but the rest of us that pay the taxes do. And that's the problem, is that government is the only organization out there that can fail and then demand more money. Big
right.
businesses, when they fail, they just go out of business. Again, I understand the banks did that, but they're basically the government. They went and begged the government for money, and then they took your tax money. Not your tax money, Sarah. Everybody who's listening's tax money. And then they gave it to the banks. But that's what government does. They're an organization that never has to say they're sorry.
These more cameras are going to make it less safer. Where is that argument coming from?
I don't want to live in a place that has cameras. I don't want
to.
Look, you want
to
make people safe, put up streetlights.
Well, no. If something really bad happens, if a student gets robbed at a pencil with a pencil, they will find out who did it. They will look it up. So your argument is wrong. You know what I mean?
No, Sarah, your argument is that the presence of the camera will deter crime, but then you go back and you say that, well, after the crimes happen, then they can use the cameras to maybe possibly catch the person that did the crime, which is completely different than saying the presence of the cameras deter crime. You're admitting that the presence of the cameras don't deter crime.
Well, the thing is, that, I mean, they're real time. They're being, watched, and then
yes,
an emergency,
people are being surveilled. Do you want cameras to be everywhere, covering every square inch of the planet, including when you sleep in your bed? Because then, if somebody breaks into your house and does something, then there would be a camera to see what they did. Should there be a camera pointing at your bed?
Well, you know what? That's a private place and a public place.
Do you love the police state or not? Do you love Big Brother?
Well, look, I want it in a dangerous place where people are getting killed by cars at an intersection. That's a public place. People are fully clean.
People die in their bathrooms. Should there be cameras there?
Thanks for calling.
Well, you know what? It's your fault if you're not careful. But, I mean, if it's a...
FreeTalkLive.com. Daryl, you let her get you so wound up.
I just like making her say stupid stuff.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.